Attention. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why would you die, O house of Israel? A man came to a black on yellow sign, detour, road under repair. He was sitting behind the wheel of a four-wheel drive, high clearance SUV, and he looked at the sign and saw it as a challenge. Washboard roads, some washed out gullies, no problem. Slippery clay, pits of sand, no sweat. But then he came to a collapsed bridge with a ravine that was 40 feet down and 30 feet across. Turning around, he had to go 23 miles back. When he got back to that first detour sign, somebody had written on the back of it, "Welcome back." The Lord has also set up detour signs for us to avoid sin. And yet, like that man in the SUV, sometimes we think it's a challenge to go off-road, to go off-roading against the will of God, the thrill of getting out there and handling the situation. Our self-assurance says, I can handle it. It won't matter. I'm secure. Oh, things come up. There's some washboards of trouble. There's some washed out gullies of guilt. But our self-assurance says again, oh, I can still handle it. It won't matter. I'm secure. We'd rather have that time in enjoying the thrill, going off the road, than staying on the boring highway of holiness. Without realizing it, some of those slippery slopes may lead us to slide right into blaming God. Why do you have to block off this road? I have the right to go where I want. On those slopes, slippery with the slime of our own selfishness, too easily we shift responsibility to anyone but ourselves. There's always someone we can blame, someone who needs to change their life more than we think we need to. That shifting of responsibility is what leads to us often delighting in taking that wrong road, the wrong way, with the wrong attitude. And yet the Lord loves us enough to knock out those bridges in order to turn us around. He loves you enough that He doesn't want you to just turn around in external compliance because you gotta. He wants you to be moved by His love and His Spirit so that you turn also in spirit. You know, retracing our path to God's way, to that highway of holiness, can be sometimes a long and a difficult trek back. But when we get back there, we don't just find a handwritten scrawl, "Welcome back." But the Lord Himself is waiting to receive you. Welcome back. Notice the amazing love thus demonstrated in the words of our text. As I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked would turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why would you die, O house of Israel? Yes, you and I have gotten onto some of those off-the-road detours from the will of God. And yet, what does our text point out? That no matter what wickedness we have done, our Lord does not want our death. He wants our return. He wants to welcome us home. He wants to empower us by His Spirit to get back on that highway of holiness. Turning involves then always clinging to that precious gospel of your Savior, that your sins have been washed clean in the holy, precious blood of Christ, that His righteousness has been given to you, covering you. For did you hear what our text says? Turn and live. It is a gift of God to receive everlasting life in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so turning involves using His Word as that sword of the Spirit to cut down those attacks. Well, God couldn't love someone that's such a sinner as you. To cut them away with the assurance of our text. Yes, I've done wickedness. But God says to the wicked, turn and live. I do not want your death. Turn and live, embracing that love. To live. Yes, to live for God. And so turning away from those off-road adventures from the will of God. For this is the God who loved you so much that He died in your place so that you would not. Who also lives so that you would. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 331, stanzas 1 and 8.